Paragon 7 Studio. You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studio.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network, featuring sports talk and entertainment excellence. Now a part of the Howard University Radio Network's HUR Voices Sirius XM Channel 141 family. I am your host, James Lewis. It is always a pleasure to be with you broadcasting coast to coast, globally, and of course on Lance J Plus, where we podcast every single segment of the show, all of the hot takes, all of the interviews. My dementia is on full display. I'm going to get right into it. I was watching earlier in the week on Monday Night Football. I was watching Jaden Daniels. And I know we're on HUR Voices. I know we're in D.C. So there's probably a lot of people that operate the board and a part of this network that support the Washington Redskins / football team / Commanders. But I was watching Jaden Daniels, and it was only his third start, and I was looking at how accurate he was in his poise, and I was like, man, this dude, that's a 12, 13, 14-year starter for the Commanders. That's their guy. They found their guy. I'm not saying he's going to be Patrick Mahomes. I'm not saying he's going to be Peyton Manning. I'm not even saying he's going to be Lamar Jackson. But when you look at his mechanics, when you look at how he stands in the pocket, when you look at his poise, when you look at how he commands the offense, that kid can play. It's just like C.J. Stroud. You saw early that he could play. And you contrast that with how bad Caleb Williams has looked. You just look at Caleb Williams mechanically. Caleb Williams doesn't look like he's trending to be an elite quarterback. And I know it's only a few starts in. And Peyton Manning wasn't that great out of the chute historically. People that start immediately struggle. But I'm talking about Caleb Williams and his footwork. I'm talking about his mechanics. I'm not talking about wins and losses. I'm talking about him looking like a deer in the headlights at times on 3rd and 7 during a blitz. I saw several throws that Jaden Daniels made, and I said, wow, there are only a dozen people in the entire world that make that throw. Some of the throws to the outside, back shoulder type stuff. Some of the throws where he's zipping it in between defenders. His ability to extend plays with his legs. Not necessarily a run first quarterback, but when Jaden Daniels runs, he's kind of gliding up and down the field. It looks so effortless. He looks like, you remember Ken Griffey Jr. playing baseball and playing center field. And just out there making catches and throwing people out from 350 feet away and swinging lefty, pulling the ball in the kingdom back in the day. Jaden Daniels has that feel to him. He has that gravitas. He has that riz. He has that it factor that everyone doesn't just have, especially coming and as a rookie playing for a franchise like the Commanders that has been embroiled in a lot of controversy and been unsuccessful and hasn't been a winner in 30 years. And you had the former owner, Daniel Snyder, who used to make cheerleaders, allegedly, show their tatas. If you wanted to be a cheerleader for the Washington or the Redskins at the time, you wanted to be a cheerleader for the Redskins, you had to give Daniel Snyder a full frontal nudity. Like Cinemax, allegedly. And with the new ownership, they have their quarterback. I'm just, as a Colts fan, I look at Anthony Richardson, and I want Anthony Richardson to be successful. I think that Anthony Richardson is a great kid. He's obviously rocked up. I feel that he prepares. I hate that he had an injury last year, and last year was basically a medical redshirt for him. I look at Anthony Richardson, I'm like, man, Jaden Daniels is much better than him. I didn't need to see Patrick Mahomes play but for 6 or 7 starts. And I was like, Patrick Mahomes, I said on this show, I was like, Patrick Mahomes is, he's going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. You never know if someone's going to be an all-time great. There are injuries. People get with the wrong coaching staff. Some people become famous and they go wayward. They go into personal vices. So you can never project an all-time great. But I saw Patrick Mahomes like start 6, start 7. I was like, oh, this dude's going to be one of the top 2 or 3 quarterbacks in the NFL. And I look at Jay Daniels, barring an injury or something like that, he's going to be one of the best quarterbacks in this generation. I don't know about his all-time greatness, only 3 starts in. So I don't know what's going to happen. He has Cliff Kingsbury. So these guys that come into the league, especially the ones that play immediately, it's important to have an offensive coach. I hope that Shane Steichen is able to help Anthony Richardson. But Anthony Richardson, that game with the Bears and the Colts last week, that was an abomination, an embarrassment. They set football back 60, 70 years. You're going back to the leather helmet era. You're going back even, maybe not as far as the leather helmet era, but at the very least, kind of like the NFL Today era. Remember the NFL Today with Irv Cross? And you had the music coming in on Sunday mornings, and Brent Musburger was on there. I think Jimmy the Greek was on there. Ahmad Rashad, I believe, was on NFL Today. And during their commercial to start the game, during their introduction to start NFL Today, you had a montage of people getting clotheslined, people getting undercut as they jump for a pass, and Jack Tatum took their knees out. People getting shot blocked. Quarterbacks getting face masked. Deacon Jones slapping people across the helmet with his enormous hands. That was the montage for NFL Today when I was a little kid. Everything in that montage, you would not only be ejected for targeting, you would be fined by the NFL, you'd be suspended by the NFL, and you would possibly be prosecuted by whatever city you were in. I think in Philly back in the day at the Vet at Veterans Stadium, I think they had a jail. Because Veterans Stadium was a concrete monstrosity. Like Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, you had these cookie cutter round stadiums that were used for baseball and football. Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh. I think they had a jail for fans that became too unruly and rowdy at the Vet. But I digress. Jay Daniels, I'm putting a stamp on it. I'm putting the Lance J rubber stamp of approval. This guy's a player. I have seen everything that I needed to see. Do I think he's going to go out every week? In Cincinnati, I believe, is a bottom quadrant defense. They're not a good defense. But that was a wounded animal. That was an 0-2 team that had to win a home game on Monday night on national television. And Jay Daniels went in there and carved them up. And don't give me this nonsense. I know that Cliff Kingsbury is one hell of an offensive coach. He's a bad head coach. I lived in Arizona while Cliff Kingsbury was the coach of the Cardinals. He did not get those results with Kyler Murray. I still have nightmares of going to games and seeing Kyler Murray and his little stubby legs running. It looks like when you take your two fingers and you're walking with your fingers, like when you were a little kid, his little stubby legs running up and down the field, throwing errant passes. Because being 5'8" and playing quarterback in the NFL is generally not a good idea, as talented as Kyler Murray is. And Cliff Kingsbury could not keep the ship afloat. But I did not like Joe Buck repeatedly saying over and over again during Monday Night Football, oh, well, Cliff Kingsbury has simplified the offense for Jaden Daniels. It's such a simple offense. I don't want to hear that. This guy completed 90% of his passes. It took Josh Allen till like year 3 to get to the 60%+ threshold. Jaden Daniels is an elite talent. If they cultivate him right, I'm not saying that Washington is going to start reeling off Super Bowls. I'm not saying that he's Patrick Mahomes, but when I look at just the talent, this is just talent-wise. I'm not saying what I take this quarterback over him to win a game today. But Jay Daniels is more talented. He's more talented than Dak Prescott. I've already seen enough. He's more talented than Tua. And hopefully Tua comes back from his injuries if he continues to play football, that he comes back healthy and maintains his health. I'm a little skeptical. Jaden Daniels is more talented than Trevor Lawrence. I'm just going to keep it a buck. Already, I seen game three. I'm like, this guy, I'm not saying that he's better than Trevor Lawrence to win a game today, even though Trevor Lawrence was getting poleaxed by the Bills while Jaden Daniels was in Cincinnati winning. Trevor Lawrence has lost 8 games in a row as a starter, but I just look at him. He has something that Trevor Lawrence doesn't have. I don't know what the career is going to be, but I look at Jaden Daniels. I'm like, this guy, I think that he's more talented. He's more talented than Justin Fields. I'm just going through quarterbacks of this era. I would put him par with a Justin Herbert, but obviously much faster. Now, the thing that I don't like about Jaden Daniels is he looks really, really thin. He's quite a slim dude. This guy looks like he's about 6'3", 6'4", and somewhere in the area of 195 pounds. I mean, he looks very thin out there. He's going to have to put a little bit of weight on. He's going to be spending a lot of time on IR and in the injury room, but in the training room. But, man, this guy, he's a him. You know, I take him above Kyler Murray. I'm going through quarterbacks. I'm trying to think through quarterbacks. The only people that I would say are more talented from what I've seen, obviously C.J. Stroud is an elite talent, even though I think this year is going to be interesting because people have seen the tape on C.J. Stroud. And then, of course, you have the Mahomeses, the Josh Allens, the Lamar Jacksons. Even Lamar Jackson, though. Jaden Daniels looks a lot like Lamar Jackson, but he's much smoother. His release, those arm angles, he's a natural thrower of the ball. Some people are natural throwers of the ball. Tim Tebow was not. Tim Tebow looked like he was shot putting the ball down the field. Some people are natural. My guy, Anthony Richardson, he throws the ball pretty naturally. The problem is he didn't have no touch. On 3rd and 4, he's throwing the ball 20 yards over somebody's head. And I think early, the early returns, the election, the quarterback election 2024, the early returns are saying Jaden Daniels looks like he's better, that he could be better than Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams is, you look at Caleb Williams' footwork and you look at him on third down and long, man, it's a disaster. And I get that he's a rookie. But everything is structured for the quarterback. It's not like when Peyton Manning was a rookie. It's not like when John Elway was a rookie. It's not even like early in the careers of the Brady's, Breeze. I know that Brady and Breeze were not drafted to be the savior of a franchise. Eberflus in Chicago is in over his head. They're going to have to get rid of Matt Eberflus. When you draft someone that's a generational talent, it's just like Andrew Luck. They wasted his years with Chuck Pagano. You got to find an offensive guru. Somebody that understands scheming and blocking, doesn't get your quarterback killed, put your quarterback in positions to be successful. I mean, Caleb Williams is like, how about throwing a screen pass? How about a bubble screen? Even I could throw one of those. But it's very interesting. I see greatness early, and I'm a person that recognizes greatness early. I want to be a prisoner of a moment. But if I'm a Washington Commanders fan, and shout out to everybody, HUR Voices here in Washington, D.C. If I'm a Washington Commanders fan, I feel finally, after all of these years, we have our guy. Paragon 7 Studios.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lange J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
James Lewis.
What is your honest perception of just a circus? I don't care about your politics and who you're going to vote for, but just what's your perception of just all of this political theater?
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
We're so screwed.
We're doomed.
We're
either.
So screwed. Like,
you are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
If you're going through something right now, at this minute, at this time, the storm doesn't last forever. New doors, new opportunities is coming your way. Keep praying. Keep walking in faith. Keep believing. Keep smiling. Keep shining. Keep doing you. Keep pushing. I'm talking to you. You and you. Send this to somebody that needs to hear this. God is so good. Don't rush his timing. Just align yourself with him and your world is going to change. Yep.
James Lewis.
Flat earthers believe, I've talked about this before, flat earthers believe that the world is kind of a pancake-like disc. But I thought the specificity, I'm not going to go into this because Rampage is here. He says specifically that he says specifically that the wall, so Antarctica is a wall. It's this ice shield around the pancake Earth. Mm. He says that the wall is specifically 167 feet high.
Wow.
I don't know.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
I think it's a waste of time.
I know that you think it's a waste of time, but like I said, I only do this when you're not here.
It's boring. It's not saying you're bored. It's just, you know, people don't have nothing better to do.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.